Now, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Again, a few different topics squeezed into one Mishnah. The first is reverting back to the topic of the beginning of the previous Mishnah of when is something considered lost. So we say, Matzah Berefet. If you see your friend's cow in a, what's a refet? Like a stable. Okay? And this means that it's not locked in there so it can get out if it wanted to. It's not properly guarded. Even so, Eino Chayav Ba, the seer of the cow is not obligated to return it to the owner because the owner probably is pretty cool with it being the refet. Not really lost now, and it's not such a dangerous place. The maskana, by the way, of most poskim is this applies when it's like a local refet, a local stable. But if it's out there in the middle of nowhere, like beyond the tchum, you know, like miles away from where this guy lives, then we can assume he didn't want his cow lost out there in that random refet. Stable isn't the right word exactly, but we'll call it stable, and therefore he would have to return it. Okay. However, if you see your friend's animal berishus harabim, that means in a freeway, you know, whatever, people where all the people are moving through, and something bad's going to happen to this animal, then chayav ba, you have an obligation to return it. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about the derech. I said, don't think of it as a freeway, think of it as a bike path. So here it's different. This is the berishus harabim. Everyone's passing through. Someone's wagon's going to knock the thing over. Someone's going to steal it. Something bad's going to happen. So therefore, you have to. It's obviously lost. No one would let people. In the previous Mishnah, we said people would let their cow get a little off the prime grazing area before chasing after it, but they would not let their cow play in the road. So therefore, once you see it in like Rishus HaRam, where anything could happen, you have to return it. Okay, a new paragraph, like a new story here. What happens if Imhaisa Besa Kvaros, if it was the lost animal or whatever object was sitting in the Besa Kvaros, a cemetery, and the finder is a Kohen? So the Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei. So then, lo yitamela, he may not go and become Tamei for the sake of retrieving this object to return to its owner. Now, you might ask that there's a mitzvah asei of Hashev Tashivim to return the object, and there's a mitzvah lo sasei, a prohibition of becoming Tamei. It says, lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav, he can't become Tamei for anybody. Amongst his people, says for the Kohen, says a lav. So usually the rule is that a mitzvah's ase is docha a los ase. If you have a yes and a no, you do the yes. But here, the reason that doesn't apply, one of the reasons that doesn't apply when it comes to the Kohen, is because the Kohen not only has the mitzvah's, the lav of lo yitam ba'amav, it also has the mitzvah's ase of kadoshim yule lokechem. You have to be sanctified, says the Kohen. So he has a mitzvah's ase and a lav, and a lav and an ase is not trumped by a regular ase. So therefore he doesn't have to go. There's a second reason altogether, which is, the Gemara says, this is more of an important principle, the mitzvahs that are to do with saving a person from financial loss, those do not, those mitzvahs ase do not trump any lav. So the Torah says don't become tamei, that means for saving someone's money you can never become tamei, even without the second, the lav and ase together. Okay, now new point, another new paragraph here, talking about now what if it's conflicting between your parents' wishes. For example, if your father says im amar lo aviv hi tamei, your father says go into graveyard and become tamei, so you got another mitzvah ase pushing you to go do it. You have a mitzvah ase of listening to your father. Or the father says, don't go return the object, rather, you know, sit down and make me a cup of tea. Both cases, the din is, the father's instructions are unimportant. Lo yishmalo, you don't listen to him, because the rule is that although it's true there's a mitzvah of listening to your parents, of kaved esavicha v'esimecha, that only applies when the parents' instructions are not against the Torah's instructions. The pasuk says, "Ish imo va'aviv tiru." A person should fear his father and mother. Ve'es shabso sai tishmaru, and he should also keep the Torah. It's on the same pasuk. Ani yishem lekechem. That's how the pasuk ends. So the drasha is, you and your parents are both chayav in keeping Shabbos and listening to me, Hashem. So when the Torah says do A, and the parents say don't do A, you ignore the parents. Okay, so that's why your parents telling you to come tell me as a Kohen are irrelevant. You don't listen to them. If the parents say do not return it, you ignore them, you do return it. Okay, another new paragraph from the same of the Mishnah. This is like really a new idea. I'm not even 100% sure why it's shtupt in this mission at all. I've got a few theories. Maybe they're all true. One is, so we're doing a new mitzvah here, two mitzvahs. The mitzvah is prika and te'ina. Prika is unloading an animal that's like buckling under the weight of its load, and te'ina is helping a person load up his animal again when he can't do it by himself. So the truth is, for what it's worth, that te'ina, loading up an animal, that mitzvah, helping your friend to load his animal, is the next pasuk after Hashavas Aveda. So maybe that's the connection. But there is another possible connection, which is the issue of, we talked about financial, we talked about before the idea of charging for mitzvahs and losing money out of mitzvahs. So here we're going to see this is the one exception to that rule, where perhaps a person could charge for the sake of te'ina for loading up. And as we'll see, whatever the connection is, the mission now is a new topic. It says, parak v'tan, parak v'tan. If a person unloaded his friend's animal with him, because it was crushed under its weight, v'tan, and reloaded it up, and again, parak v'tan, and he did the same thing, unload and reload, because it's obviously a heavy load, afila arba v'chamisha pam, doesn't matter how many times. Still, chayv, you still have an obligation to keep helping the guy be unload and or reload. Shneimar, the pasuk says, azov ta azov. That pasuk in Mishpatim is the pasuk that's on. That pasuk is talking about unloading even your enemy's donkey. But the pasuk says azov ta azov. That double lashon, the same way we said hashev tashivem, is even four or five times. Azov ta azov, unload, like help him offload twice. Unload, you shall certainly unload it. Tells you as many times as the guy needs. And similarly, by the way, when it talks about te'ina, it says hakem takim, load up, you shall certainly help him stand up. So therefore, again, the same idea, even four or five times. Okay, halach v'yashav lo. What happens if you've got the donkey owner sees his poor donkey crushing under the weight, and he says, listen, my buddy has a mitzvah to do prika, unload. I'm going to sit under this palm tree here with a pina colada, wait for some sap to walk by, and tell him, Amar, I'll say to him, Hol v'alecha mitzvah, since you got a mitzvah on your head now that you pass by to do prika to help unload my donkey, in rotzoncha lifrok prok, if you want to get a mitzvah, go ahead and unload my donkey for me. In that case, pater, the passerby is pater, because Shneimar, the pasuk says imo. The pasuk says when you have to unload your friend's donkey, dafke imo. I'll read the whole part. The pasuk says, kisira chamor sonecha, if you see the donkey of your enemy, rovetz tachas masao, and it's buckling, crushing, crushed under its burden. So it says, azov to azov, you will certainly help him offload it, imo, with him. The drasha says, the imo is telling you, if he helps you, if it doesn't help you, forget it, you're off the hook. But, says the Mishnah, im hayazaken ochola, if the guy isn't just sipping a pina colada under a palm tree, rather he just says, listen, I can't do it myself because I'm too old or too weak, then chayv, you have to help him. It's only when he could help and doesn't want to help him. Okay, now the last part of this mission is still in the pre-kantina. We said the rule is you cannot charge for helping someone with the mitzvah, but there's an exception here. The words of the Mishnah are hard to read, but this is what they say. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok. The Torah demands you to be porek, to offload, which means for free. Aval, however, lo litown. Now, if you read the Mishnah without me, you're going to think it means there's no mitzvah from the Torah to be toen, to help load up. But it's not true. You have a mitzvah to help the person get his donkey back up again and lift up, you know, the thing he can't lift up by himself to load it up. The thing is, though, Tanakhama holds, for Te'ina, for loading it up, to help, you know, he can't lift the sofa by himself onto the back of the donkey, but you could help him get it on. So you have a mitzvah to help him, but it says this Tanakhama, you are allowed to charge him for your services. That you could charge. That's the one exception to the rule, that for Te'ina, you can charge a person for helping, for doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af liton. He says, even Te'ina is no exception. Rabbi Shimon says, you cannot charge a person for a mitzvah. That includes helping load up the donkey. You got to bring up the sofa at no charge at all. That's not the halacha. The halacha is like Tanakhama. You could charge for Te'ina. And another machlokas here, the last thing, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Im haya alav yasar al masao, if the poor animal's owner loaded his animal up with an inappropriate amount of weight, instead of a sofa, which is heavy enough, he put on a sub-zero refrigerator, and the poor animal has no hope in heck of managing with that thing, it's just totally crushed under a ton of, you know, metal. So then, ein zakuklo, then you, the passerby, have no, you're not zakuk, you have no responsibility whatsoever to this guy. Shneimar, because the pasuk says the animal was buckling tachas masa'o, under its weight, under its burden. So the point is, the drush is masoi shiyachol lamad bo. When it says his burden, it means a burden that's appropriate for him to be able to carry. An inappropriate burden, there's no business of loading it up. That's what Yossi Glili says. However, the halachas like the Chachamim who reject that drasha, and they say, Masa'o, what's it mean, his burden? It means whatever burden he happens to be under, regardless if it's inappropriate. Obviously, you have to help take the sub-zero refrigerator off the donkey's back. You haven't got a mitzvah to reload it back on again. It's inappropriate. But to help him offload it, that you do have a mitzvah to do. And that's the din. Okay.